Hiya, welcome again to part two of our Stay at Home Worship podcast for Sunday, May 3rd, 2020, the fourth Sunday of the Easter season. Thanks for coming back. Again, I'm preaching on Acts, full name, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. I know a pastor who couldn't face preaching on this text this time around, worried that it would be hard for people to hear about a time when all who believed were together, since we are now so not together. But I'm not worried about y'all in that way, because we have found ways to be together. Oh, it's different, sure, but oddly, meeting over the internet is in some ways even more intimate. As many have noted, in a non-coronavirus era church, you don't get to hear everyone's prayer concerns. At fellowship hour, you may talk to a few people, but you don't talk to everyone. You don't get to hear how everyone is doing. But now, we do. So what strikes me this year about our Acts passage is that it's the story of the church at its most basic, perhaps at its most beautiful. Before there were grand church buildings or even pretty little chapels, before there were presbyteries and sessions and committees, there was church. Someone remembered that I've said before that church is not the building. Lots of pastors say that. Yet, I think we've all been kind of shocked lately, in a good way, to discover that it's true. We can be church without our buildings. And this little glimpse of the early church from Acts may be a bit idealized. They held all things in common. God added to their numbers every day. They had the goodwill of all the people. Well, maybe. But if we continue reading in Acts, we learn the church grew, but the church was scattered. There was no booming megachurch, just struggling little bands of believers gathered not in great cathedrals, but in each other's homes. Some may have shared all their possessions, but apparently some dropped dead when it was discovered they'd lied about their charitable giving. Not that I'm trying to scare anyone. The disciples worked many wonders and signs, and the disciples were often thrown in jail. Some were tortured and killed. The book of Acts ends with the Apostle Paul under house arrest in Rome, still boldly proclaiming the gospel, but some were convinced by what he said, others refused to believe, so they disagreed with each other. Of course they did. You know, I believe Jesus when he said, "When two or three are gathered in my name, I am there." But I also know when two or three are gathered in his name, usually one or two are mad about something. Still, Acts gives us a vision not of a perfect church, but of a bare-bones church, a church, well, I can't say stripped down, but I guess not yet overgrown, overbuilt, overextended. A church that consisted of what was essential: the apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of bread and the prayers. The apostles' teaching, scripture and preaching, that is. Fellowship, well, we know about that. The breaking of bread. Well, we haven't yet celebrated online communion, though we're thinking of doing that in June. But remember, we hear they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts. And I know all of us, sheltering in place with food to eat, delivered or foraged for on rare trips out, we are so grateful. And the prayers? Well, we know about that too. And though we may not be selling our possessions and distributing the proceeds to any in need, I know many of you are working hard to keep contributing financially to the church, and many have even made the switch to online giving. I finally did. And the session has just approved the deacons' benevolences, going mostly right now to local organizations providing food for people who aren't as lucky as we are. Yes, we miss our church as we knew it. We miss the sanctuary, the Sunday mornings together with hugs and coffee. God knows we miss the organ and the choir. Though I gotta say, I love hearing Katie and Marcel sing a cappella. We have enough right now to be church. We have been stripped down to our essential work. And it's pretty fantastic. I think God must be smiling at us, at all her people, thinking, sure, I love the beautiful buildings and great music and nice clothes. Who wouldn't? But this is all I want. This is all you need. The Word of God, the prayers and fellowship, the gratitude and acts of charity. That's church. You know, for the past however many decades, people have been saying the church is dying, or the church is due for another reformation. I think this may be it, folks. I think this may be our death and resurrection, our new reformation, our return to essential things. Oh yes, we'll be so happy to be back in the building. I'm sure Eunjung's first organ prelude will bring tears to our eyes. And to share the bread and cup together in person, whatever that may look like in the foreseeable future, it will still be wonderful. But let's not ever forget the lesson God is teaching us now. She doesn't ask much. Worship, fellowship, service. Doing everything gladly and gratefully and generously, wherever we are. Experiencing awe, too, at the signs and wonders being done. For there are miracle workers among us, and for them we do give thanks. And we should advocate for them too, by the way. Let us give thanks to God, who has given us church and reminded us just how simple and precious church can be. Amen.